Happy morning. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, 5 Minutes with Jesus. In Revelation 21:5, Jesus tells John, "I am making everything new. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Jesus, in His glory, having conquered all our enemies, the devil, our sin and shame, even death itself, He tells His beloved disciple, His work is not done. Write this down. I'm making all things new. John, document this so my precious ones will have the insurance policy in hand that I purchased for them. I want them to know that there is absolutely nothing, no tragedy, no evil committed that will not be turned backwards, rewound, and then turned to glory for those who love me. This means for the Christian, no difficulty in life is meaningless. Jesus is doing something with it. Do we believe Jesus? Do we trust that He's working all things together for our good? Romans 8:28. You're on your way to work. And you left early today because it was an important day. Folks were counting on you. And suddenly you find yourself in a traffic jam. 2 minutes before this, an accident happened in front of you. Here's life's circumstances. There's no way to turn around. It's going to take at least an hour to clean up and get moving. You're going to be late despite leaving early. So what are you feeling right now? Are your feelings happy or are they negative? Are you angry at the idiot who caused the accident? Are you kicking yourself for not leaving 5 minutes earlier? Are you afraid of what folks at work will think of you? This is where Jesus' insurance policy comes in really handy, because you cannot change the circumstances, but you can re-examine them in light of His promise. Yesterday we talked about how seeing our lives through God's Word, looking at circumstances through the lens of God's promises, changes our perspective. Jesus gave you the promise He's making all things new, and that all things work together for our good, so that you can have good feelings, happiness and hope even in bad circumstances. Of course, this doesn't mean we don't ever get angry or sad, but rather these feelings don't dominate our lives. Our lives are characterized by happiness that is ever getting better. Now, a couple quick disclaimers. I'm not talking about positive thinking that only focuses on the good, you know, where we bury our heads in the sands like ostriches, ignoring all the problems in our world. Neither am I saying to put in mind the misery of other folks to make you feel better. Do you really want your joy over missing a meeting to be based on the fact that someone in a third world country is suffering worse than you? No, these are just coping mechanisms that do not produce long-term happiness. And neither is this a name it and claim it kind of teaching, a false prosperity gospel, which acts as though God is simply holding out on us until we have enough faith, or say the right words enough times so that like a pry bar we can wedge open God's door to blessing. No, the God of the Bible is not tight-fisted. God wants our joy to be full, but not how we might think. God often brings us joy through circumstances we would never choose. Jesus wants us to see He is seeking to do something in every little moment of our life, that before He restores everything, He first wants to make new your perception of His world, so that you'll see that He, and not circumstances, He is the source of your joy in this life and in the life to come. No, we can't simply eliminate our feelings, but when those unhappy feelings flex their big muscles to push us around, well, we can look at our circumstances in a new way. Here's the point. When we think in a new way about circumstances, our feelings change. How can we think of the traffic jam in a new way? You can think, "What a pleasant surprise. Jesus wanted to spend an extra hour with me today. In my hurry this morning, I missed my prayer time and devotional. I did not leave my house with the resources to do life today, but Jesus has now provided. Oh, and I've been forgetting to pray for my coworkers, but now I can. Thank you, Jesus, for this." If these are your new thoughts, what will your new feelings be? Peace, joy, comfort, trust. You will be rescued body and soul. Because of Jesus, you have an insurance policy that allows you new thoughts about all circumstances, and these new thoughts will give you new feelings of peace and joy. So remember who you are and who you belong to today. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth to begin the restoration of all things. Forgive me for forgetting your promises of a happy future and your nearness today. When my feelings start to go wrong, give me a new vision system to see you are at work in my life, seeking my good and your glory. Amen.